This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Get up. Let's get it on.
The Wendy's Big Show.
Showtime, baby.
Where's the ball?
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University studios. Online learning in seven locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. We'll have the Green and Gold postgame show presented to you by Lakeland University coming up on Sunday. Immediately following that game, listen to us on the stations across the Big Show network. If they're not carrying us, no problem. You can still listen to us on the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. A-U-D-A-C-Y, Big Show Network. Gary and I will be on immediately following that game coming up on Sunday afternoon. Looking forward to talking about a Packers victory against the New Orleans Saints. Don't forget Fantasy Football Friday tomorrow. Last hour of the show every Friday. We'll have Ian Harditz on. All you have to do is tweet at Big Show Network with the hashtag Big Fantasy, and we'll answer your questions that you have for Ian Harditz tomorrow in the last hour of the show. So tweet at Big Show Network, whatever your question is, with the hashtag Big Fantasy. That's how we're going to do it all season long. Every Friday, if you don't want to do a tweet, call in. That's always the way we prefer. That's, I think, the way Ian prefers as well, to actually talk to somebody versus me reading a tweet. So you can do that as well, calling into the last hour of the show on Fridays with Ian Harditz of Pro Football Focus every Friday, talking fantasy football. Earlier today, we went to do our show meeting, and I'll get to the Brett Favre comments on SiriusXM NFL Radio yesterday. But first, I want to address something. We normally have our show meeting at the same time every day, and Gary texted earlier today asking if we could do it earlier than normal. Unfortunately, I did not see it until like a few minutes before we normally do it. So then I called him at the regularly scheduled time, and Gary was, Gary, you had some stuff going on when I called
you. Yeah, so I took Brock to the doctor this morning, Leroy, and to get that finger looked, that thumb looked at.
Brock is a junior in high school.
Yeah,
your son.
Brock's a junior in high school over at Muskego High School. Matter of fact, they're playing McQuinnigo Friday night, Steve.
Oh, boy.
The 40-game winning streak is on the line.
Oh, boy.
40-game winning streak.
I think that's what they're on.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, Muskego?
Yeah.
They've beat McQuinnigo 40 times?
No, they're 40-game winning streak.
They won 40 straight.
They won 40
Oh,
straight.
Not McQuinnigo.
Yeah. No, it's on the line.
Gotcha.
Close enough. That's like Hatfield and McCoy's.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, neighboring towns
there.
Yeah,
street.
But anywho, long story short, Brock got his cast removed, so he's in a smaller cast now.
Nice.
So, Doc cleared him to play. But on my way to Howell Avenue, I got the GPS in because this is another doctor's office I've never been to before. It says I should make a right on Layton. Mm-hmm. Leroy, I made a right on Layton. Layton only goes one way. I mean, as soon as I made the right, the policeman must have been behind me, pulled me over right away. Whoop, 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 whoop!
Got him.
Got him. Right. That's exactly what he said.
Right.
Yeah. Gotcha.
More money to the
So I pulled over, and I didn't realize it was only one way, but because they're doing construction.
And my
GPS said, make a right on
this
Layton.
GPS in your car, not on your phone.
On my car.
In the car, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it said, make a right on Layton. I did that.
Yeah.
And then when I pulled over, then I could see the sign says wrong way.
Yeah.
And so Brocky goes, well, what are you going to say, Dad? I come and tell the truth. I said, the GPS up here, he can see it. Told me to make a right on Layton. So I was just driving. I didn't know, blah, blah, blah. So he comes up beside me. I think it was Officer Doonan, maybe. Great guy.
That's close enough.
Yeah, great guy. Yeah. Did, and then he came back and said, hey, you know why I pulled you over? I go, well, yeah, now I see I'm going down the wrong way. He goes, well, why you think? I go, well, I was following my GPS. And that's what it said. He looked at my GPS. He goes, yeah, okay. He goes, well, you got your driver's license, your insurance? I go, yes, sir. So I give him my driver's license, insurance information. He goes in the back. K-9 unit. I see the dog in the back of his car.
Yeah.
You don't want to mess around with no dog.
Right?
Mm-mm.
Comes back. Hey, you know, I can tell that was an honest mistake because I see you got the GPS up. And he goes, yeah, we're doing a lot of construction here on Layton. And he goes, we probably got you all messed up. Where are you trying to get to? I said, I'm trying to get to Howell. He said, well, the best way you're going to have to do is you're just going to get on the freeway there and just get on off and a little warning. Be on your way, sir. I said, well, thank you. He goes, let me get you out. I'll get the traffic here because let me get you. I want to make sure you have an accident trying to, because I'm going the wrong way.
Correct.
I got to turn around in the middle of the road. Let me just get you out. Have you ever followed your GPS the wrong way?
No.
This happened to me one other time in Dallas with Josh Vernier.
Yeah, that was a storm on top of everything else you were dealing with down there. It was an ice storm, wasn't it?
Ice storm.
For the Super Bowl.
The road, Leroy, ended where we were going. And it was pitch dark. And we're following the GPS, and it was a brand new road. The road, the only way we stopped, and at the end of the road, a cliff is at the end of the road.
Say what?
Yes. Oh, wow. As Vern tell you about this story.
Wait. Hold on. Josh Vernier is the original host with me and Gary back in the day when we started this show years ago. Now he's at 610 Sports in Kansas City covering the Royals. Okay, so hold on a second. I'm just trying to picture this in my head.
GPS.
We're going down a road.
Dark road. Brand new road.
Okay, right. Down the road.
Follow the GPS.
And if you weren't paying attention, you would have died going off a cliff.
Would have went right through the sign. The only reason why we knew, because it had the sign up. It was at dark. But the sign, when the light hits it, it turned like orange.
Yeah,
and
reflects. Yeah.
But there was no barricade to stop somebody from driving?
No. Just the sign. It was just sign and like barricades
time.
And, not barricades, a little, those.
Construction cones?
Yeah, the construction cones. The barrels.
Yeah.
They barrels. Made them orange for a reason.
Orange, yeah, right.
Dude, whose idea was that? Oh,
but
my God.
Good thing, we were of sound mind. Of course we were.
Yeah.
Went right through that because we stopped, looked out of the side, drops off. Like the road just stopped, cliff right there.
Yeah, almost died.
I wonder how many people that have had their GPS and have gone the wrong way. I know Leroy do it all the time.
Well, I follow Siri and Maps on my iPhone. They tell you, they always give you the reroute. That's why I say, did you do it in your car?
In my car.
Or your phone?
Oh, is there a difference?
Oh, yeah. Or if you got Wave, it tell you about construction. And
Wave? What's that?
It's an app you can get, tell you where the police at and everything.
Wave does? I got Wave. I'll never use it.
There's your problem. Yeah, use it.
But you have Google Maps.
You can use
it
Google
updates.
Too. Google helps.
Yeah,
Earth.
It updates, right.
Your car, I don't know what satellite they're using, but that ain't the first time I heard that. But I connected in my phone because it's Bluetooth and sit your phone right there in your vent thing and,
Oh, yeah, I do have there. Waze.
Not Waze.
Yeah, Waze, W-A-Z-E.
Yeah, well, you said that way. Okay.
What you think it is? Wave, W-A-V-E?
Semantics.
Him too.
It's the same app, though?
Yeah.
Waze or Wave?
You got it. That's the one.
Okay.
Yeah, use that because your car may not be updated
Well, it's probably not updated, the car.
Well, they just had construction.
Phone updates.
Yeah.
The phone updates.
Oh.
When you have phone map, you can update that every so often, so it keeps it current with new roads,
roads that don't end,
randomly at the end of a cliff.
Right.
So that keeps getting more updated. Now, if you don't update your map on your phone and you just ignore all the updates, well, then, yeah, you're going to have old maps and you're going to go the wrong way.
Yeah, your car goes. Keep your cars, hey man, it's always like this. I didn't know y'all gonna be fixing it.
Right.
Lesson learned here, real quick. When I pull over, we get done everything. He lets me go pull me out. Nice. I say, you see how I handle that?
Oh, to Brock.
Yeah.
Right.
I say, you see how I handle that? Mm-hmm. When you get pulled over, that's how you gotta handle it. Now, it ain't may not always work out like that, but when you get pulled over, yes, sir, no, sir, and just. And be honest, matter of fact, bring the temperature down a little bit. I say, now the only thing that you got to do different than what I did.
Don't turn down the wrong way.
Well, that too, Leroy.
Oh,
but if you did turn down the wrong way, the only thing you got to do different.
Yeah.
That hood you got up on your head right now.
Got to come down.
Please take the hood off, please.
Why? Hmm. I'm in my car.
No, you get take the hood down.
I'll stop.
Yeah, take the hood off.
It's America.
Take the hood off your head. That's the only thing you do. That hood that you get, just pull that back.
So he was sitting in the car with the hood up.
There's a lot of people.
But that's okay. He ain't driving. I'm driving. I'm just saying. If you get pulled over,
that drives me nuts.
Logan
does the exact same thing.
Just a lot of people
has that goofy.
They ain't got no hood on.
All the kids do that though, Steve. Especially boys.
I know Logan does it.
Yeah,
he doesn't do it in the car anymore because I've yelled at him enough. I'm like,
why?
Because it drives me nuts. Because I can't see his face. It drives me nuts. So if I'm talking to him, it drives me nuts.
Well, you know why they do that.
Sit next to me, put it down.
You know why they do that.
I hate it. You know why they sit next to me? I can't see his face. I want to talk to him. I can't see him.
No, you know why they do that, right? They got them ear pods in their ear.
You have ear pods in your ear without having your hood up?
No, but they don't want you to know that it's in their ears because then you'll ask them to take the ear pods out because you can't talk to them.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
When he say, "Why do you know why I pulled you over?" I would have said, "If you don't know why, I'm gone."
No, see,
I don't think that's a good way to handle it.
Do you know why I pulled you over? You don't know?
No, no.
Have a nice day, sir.
No, do not listen to what Leroy Butler just said.
That
do not do it that way.
But why ask me? Do you know why I pulled you over?
Come on, man.
What's that for?
For?
What that for? Why would he ask that question? Do you know why I pulled you over?
Well, maybe you didn't.
Do you know how fast you're going?
Maybe.
Yes, 110.
Maybe,
you don't know, I'm gone.
Maybe you didn't know that you had a blinker burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you didn't know you had expired plates.
Possibly.
Maybe you didn't know any of this stuff. Now, you're
but
right. If you're going if you're going 100, yes. No need to ask the question. If you're going the wrong way, he may or may
not
have known.
I did not know.
Because there were no cars out, obviously.
I did not know.
I came up to Garrett and said, "Hey, from the Big Show, have a nice day."
No, I mean, you got to keep it professional. I think it was
that is professional.
Doing,
you can let people go.
Are you kidding me?
He kept it.
Somebody pulls over Leroy.
Somebody
pulls over Leroy, grabs a bottle of Leap Vodka. Here you go, man. I'm good, right?
Not to the police.
Man, we're good. Out of here.
It's
not going to be open. You can give him a bottle of vodka. It ain't open. You don't drink. It don't matter.
All right. See them cookbooks. Go and grab
Brett Favre has his weekly show on SiriusXM Radio.
Oh, he's got a weekly show now?
Yeah.
He did all last year, too.
Yeah, we play.
How long is it? Does it just start? Did it just start?
I believe it's during football season.
Okay.
No,
I think it is.
We talked about Jordan Love.
Yeah, it was all year.
Aaron Rodgers and all that stuff.
It's all year. Yeah.
But you can get him whenever you want. He does a lot of interviews.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. Okay, so here is Brett Favre. We'll play for you coming up next. It's about two and a half minutes.
Is this Rusty from Texas?
No. And then we're going to ask the question, how much better do you think the Packers would have been had Favre had more say, like Rodgers apparently has now? That'll be the question. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. And can, like I always tell you, VanHornRental.com in Plymouth. It's the only way to go for renting a car. It's the only way I go now. Dealing with Carly over there at Van Horn Rental. It's awesome.
Love it.
Leroy, tell us about your friends at Newmail.
414-441-1771. That's 414-441-1771. That's Newmail Medical Center, guys. They can help you. They can get you anywhere you want to go. If you want to lose some weight, they got you. If they want to help you with low T, they got you. If you want to talk about the bedroom, they got you.
I'd like to reduce my head size.
I think you're stuck with that one. Mm-hmm. But hey, man, you never
it seems
know.
Like they do a lot. I was just asking.
they do a lot.
Yeah.
I will say this: the mental health part of it is something we always talk about would never take it to the next level. They help you with everything. They just want when you go home at the end of the day or your shift, you can relax. If you're not doing those things, they can help you. And like them on Facebook. And when you do that, tell them Leroy Butler sent you.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. And Wendy's Big Bacon Cheddar is finally here. It's got everything you could possibly want in a bacon cheeseburger. Creamy cheddar cheese, applewood smoked bacon, sweet bacon sauce, crispy onions, and that fresh, never frozen beef that you just love. All on a toasted cheddar bun. Download the Wendy's app and get the new Big Bacon Cheddar cheeseburger delivered to you today for a limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. All right, so we're going to play this Brett Favre clip. From Sirius XM NFL Radio. And you can follow them on Twitter at Sirius XM NFL. And they tweeted this clip out. It's about 2.5 minutes long. And Brett talks about Aaron Rodgers and how this whole thing has played out. And here it is.
What I sensed in our conversations was frustration on his part in regards to retaining players. Or letting guys go that he felt like were very instrumental in their success and was not given any heads up on either bringing someone back or letting someone go. Now, that being said, that happened to me numerous times.
Sure.
You lose a guy that you become really good friends with. You know, maybe it's a receiver that you had a rapport with that you feel like you'll never get with anyone else. And he showed no signs of declining. And it's like, you know, a no brainer, bring the guy back. But that's the way it was. I think, what I take from this whole situation is it's a different day and time. Not only do they have limited practices with pads, not only do they have less preseason games and more regular season games, but now you're going to see players have more input, whether the organization necessarily wants it or not, because it's a different day and time, but I do think this in regards to Aaron, but also let's say Tom Brady, guys who Russell Wilson, guys who've paid their dues and certainly should be listened to when, let's just use Aaron as an example. If he goes in and says, look, I really think we need to keep this guy. I really love the rapport I have with him. I trust everything he does on the field, and that's hard to come by. Let's retain the guy. Whatever it takes, let's do that. I think that's justifiable for Aaron to speak up or any guy who's paid his dues. And I think you would be unwise as an organization to not listen to the guy who's pulling the trigger. You know, your take from a general manager perspective obviously is different because you're thinking about the team as a whole, but also the future and the present. So, yeah, I certainly think that that's a tough job. But the guy that's pulling the trigger for you deserves to be listened to. And in some cases, you act on his wishes.
That's exactly right. In some cases, you act on his wishes. So that's Brett Favre on his weekly show with Bruce Murray on Sirius XM NFL Radio. So the question is this: how much better do you think the Packers would have been had Favre had more say, like apparently Rodgers is going to have now? Dial it up the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. You can also tweet us as well at Big Show Network. All of that works, and we'll be good to go. Okay, Gary Ellerson, what say you?
Well, I knew they wanted that Randy Moss that one time, right? Because Randy and Brett had Bus Cook as agents. So I knew they wanted that, and Ted felt a little uncomfortable with it because they were – Donald Driver was that guy in the locker room, and they didn't want to ruffle any feathers with the whole Randy Moss, Donald Driver drama. And so they decided not to do that. Now, I don't know how many other – that's the only guy that I really knew that Brett Favre really wanted. I'm sure there were other guys too. I would just say this to say that. And we are living in different times, different days. I mean, we don't even, just real talk, I'm just being honest with right
sure.
now. We don't even parent our kids the way our parents parent us.
Oh, yeah, no.
So things change,
yep.
right? So why not, why can't that change also in the NFL? You can't treat players like you used to treat them back when Vince Lombardi played. I mean, were the head coach. Players are different. Players now often, not players, but kids now today often ask you, why? Go clean your room up. Why? Go
oh.
brush your teeth. Why?
Oh,
go
man.
Put your clothes yeah. in.
Not do well with me when
why?
That happens.
So you get a lot of kids are why kids. And I'm okay with that.
I'm not.
Because you have sometimes you have to explain yourself to the children, and then they kind of get it and understand it. So I think you have to then now figure that out and coach. And I would happen to say that I think Aaron Rodgers is the why kid. And
oh,
you
for sure.
have to talk to him that way. And, you know, he's earned the right to do that. I mean, just like Leroy Butler has earned the right to come in here anytime he wants.
Yeah.
Not everybody can do that.
No.
And so there's a lot of that. That's happening, not in everybody's workplace, but I'm sure in some people's workplace where some you feel like some people get preferential treatment. So I think it's a slippery slope with that, in that I don't want really Rodgers making the decisions, but maybe making him comfortable with direction that they're going and what they're doing. Because I think you got to be a man and say, hey, Rodgers, just so you know, we're going to draft your replacement next year and be honest with them about it, right? And not trying to backdoor with it if
sure.
that's where you got to be.
The communication aspect of
right.
it. So how much better do you think the Packers would have been, Gary, had Favre had more say like Rodgers?
I don't know. I mean, that's a tough question.
Because as he points out,
yeah, I don't
it's
know.
Not like Rodgers where he says, I just want people to listen to me.
Right.
He says at the end of that, mm-hmm. and maybe sometimes act on
right.
you know, what we want at right. the end of the day. And I think right. that's what it is with Rodgers more than anything. And that's what I want to know from Gutekunst is this. So in the past, because Gutekunst has said, hey, man, door's been open the whole time. In the past was that Rodgers tells him what he thinks, and Goody says, hey, man, We'll take care
right.
of bringing players in. You take care of ball playing quarterback.
Right.
Now, if he said something along those lines to Rodgers, I could see how Rodgers got mad.
I would.
If not, he goes, all right, man, sounds good. Thanks
right.
for the idea.
Exactly.
And Rodgers is mad because he didn't act on it.
Right.
That's different than
That's
being
different.
Mad than you
totally
don't listen
different.
To me. Right.
Yeah. The only guy that I say that can answer that question maybe a little bit more clearly than me. It's got to play with him.
Right, and that's what I want to know. And we'll ask him coming up next, Leroy Butler. How much better do you think the Packers would have been had Favre had more say like Rodgers is apparently going to have now? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Gary, if I'm in the mood to go buy myself a brand new watch,
mm-hmm.
where am I going?
You can go to the Jewelry Center, Steve. Three locations for you, 76 Layton Plaza in Brookfield. Off of Blue Mile Road and Tri-City National Bank Building. Third location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. For you folks statewide, shop TJC.com. We do a lot of our business right there at our website. And you can peruse their website and find just about anything you want to find on that website that is actually in all three of their stores. Guys, they're the home of the Light Box Jewelry. And Gary, what is that? Those are lab-grown diamonds that you can get at their stores. They're one of the few stores that have them in the state of Wisconsin where you're going to get the best price for them. And you can design your own diamond engagement ring right there on their website as well. Guys, three locations locally, 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield, Blue Mile Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building. Hey, guys, it's in third location in Burlington, Wisconsin. And website, Leroy, is shoptjc.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Rise, shine, and dine, baby. For just $1.99 right now at Wendy's, you can get a sausage or bacon, egg and Swiss croissant, I should say, for just $1.99. So run, don't walk to Wendy's in the morning. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. So talking about Brett Favre's comments that we just played there in the last segment, much better do you think the Packers would be had Favre had more say like Rodgers is apparently getting now, all the way to the fact of getting Randall Cobb moved to the Green Bay Packers at his request. Otherwise, apparently he wasn't coming back unless he got himself some Randall Cobb. So he got himself some Randall Cobb, and we'll have Randall Cobb throughout this football season starting on Sunday as they take on the New Orleans Saints. Gary, as he pointed out, Randy Moss was the one that stood out to him as somebody that he actually wanted. You played with Brett Favre, so you may know more guys of who he wanted, maybe that they didn't get at some point. But how good do you think, much better maybe, this team could have been had they listened maybe to Brett?
I think you could probably put Javon Walker in there. He probably would have wanted to keep. But it was something weird about Javon Walker, about him staying or leaving. I know he wanted a bigger contract or something, but the Randy Moss thing is true. But I would say this. Now, I don't agree with Brett on a lot of things as of lately, but this one I can agree with because I saw it firsthand. At the Pro Bowl, everybody wanted to play with him. I mean, everybody. Guys would talk about it openly, you know.
In Hawaii.
Foe! Needs some help. As a joke, of course. They didn't call him Brett Favre, no.
Call him by his number.
Foe.
And how you spell that?
F-O. Four. What's up? I just put up four fingers. I mean, throw it to me. Regardless of what the Pro Bowl coach called, just throw it to me. 87, you know they ain't doing that. 88, stop it. But this is Ron Wolf now.
Yeah.
That's a different door. When you said my door is always open, Ron Wolf's door is cracked but not open. Gutekunst's door is—it's a door there, but it's transparent, almost like a screen door.
What was Ted's?
Plywood shut.
Hermetically sealed.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, it shut.
Probably.
You know how you talk through the, like I do it to my wife all the time when she's in the bathroom, talk through the door because she don't want to open it. Like ask her, hey, where's this such and such? She's yelling. That's how it would tell you. You got to talk through the door because it ain't happening. So. Because that's the premier receiver that you want to help you would be guys at the Pro Bowl who AFC and NFC who you would pass by and say, man, I know you're a free agent. You should give us, have your agent give us a call. I want to play with you. Everybody wanted to play with Ford. Everybody. They just, because, you know, Brett throw more 50-50 balls than anybody in the National Football League. You're going to get an opportunity. He's going to throw you the football. And then I would take it further. If he could have called his own plays, it would have been fun to play with him because he's going to give you an opportunity. And he wouldn't throw every play, but he would.
Tom Rossley was there, wasn't he really running the offense anyhow?
Well, yeah, I like Tom Rossley, but who was running it over?
Wasn't Brett pretty much running it at that point? Sherman.
No. Mike Sherman. No. Brett didn't have no control. These people, Steve, that West Coast type stuff, they ain't letting people mess around with that. They're just not going to let you do it. They're stuck in their ways. They should let you do some
things. Favre didn't have the control of the offense like Rodgers did with McCarthy.
No, man. No. No. If it's two
or jet, Manning did with the Colts.
Two jet, all go. Okay, run it. But wait a minute, the guy, then he have an Alderman system off of that. But they want to see 2J all go. I don't care what coverage it is. Some coaches need to kind of work with the players a little bit. But the only way that works is the player's coachable. You can't be – and see, that's the thing about Brett. Brett was coachable. But within that, I just need a deep threat. You know, hey, have y'all talked to such and such? He's out there. Oh, yeah, we've called his agent. He wants $5 million. We can offer him three. Brett's saying just give him the five. Teams ain't doing that.
Mm-hmm. No.
They ain't doing it. So, yeah, we like him, but we don't have the budget for it. Hey, listen, go into the salary, like the NBA, go into luxury tax. Bring him in anyway. They ain't going to do that.
Well, you can't do it in the NFL. You got that hard cap. You're stuck.
Right.
There's none of that.
And see, that don't go into it. Still keep, you know, all these guys, whether it affects your books or not.
Well, did he? How many of those guys did he want back from that first Super Bowl team? Actually, the second Super Bowl team, yeah, when you guys kind of broke that whole thing up?
Well, that's a good question because we was on autopilot.
Because I've heard you and Gilbert talk about the fact that if y'all would have been together, y'all would have went back to another one.
Well, we could have had – we needed to bring Santana and Sean Jones.
Right, versus letting it just break up. Right.
Yeah, but, it, you know, again, Holmgren was already thinking about going to Seattle. They offered him a lot of money. You got to go. And then Ron Wolf was thinking about retirement, then the next year he did. So when you feel like they got a succession plan, like Kansas City is saying to Eric Bieniemy, stay here. Andy Reid just signed a new deal, but he's going to be gone soon. But we'll probably make Andy Reid go upstairs and be the president. You'll be the coach. We didn't have that. So Brett was probably thinking, okay, I'm all pro at whatever coach I have, you know, because he had Lindy Infante, okay? He had Ray Rhodes. He had both Mikes. So that's a lot of people to say, can you keep this guy that I have good, you know, good relationship with? You know, Chimura was a guy that if he called Y stick, he's the Y, you know, he just goes 5 yards and turn. And the ball's there, but Brett would come up and say, do it, Chewy, do it, do it. And no one knew what they were talking about. He just wanted to wide stick and go. He wide him for a touchdown. The quarterback position is the only position we let have these topics. But now, because as Brett's right, the game has changed. Now, all positions say, man, I want another guy to come in and play with me, blah, blah, blah. But for quarterbacks, if he said at the Pro Bowl, you want to come? And the guy says, yes, it ain't happening. So he don't even worry about it. And that's what he said. If they said to myself, me and Ron Wolf got a good relationship because have your agent call. We know what you're looking for. We'll make it work. You might have seen a few Pro Bowlers come over for a year or two just to win a Super Bowl.
No question. Just to try win
just
a Super Bowl.
Just to beat Dallas or to beat San Francisco.
Right.
Or to beat us.
Yep.
Other teams did it. So, you know, I don't have a problem with it, but teams are running. It got to be a happy medium between the player and the front office.
It's interesting because yesterday, my show that I do after this show in Milwaukee, Sparky's Midday Madness, I do an hour show solo. Dan Plucker was nice enough to hook us up with Marshall Faulk, who of course played with the Colts and the Rams. Yeah. And I brought up to him about how, after this Rodgers offseason, it kind of feels like we're going in the way of the NBA where these star players are going to want more say, like LeBron James has, and have that type of power. And this is what Marshall Faulk had to say.
Listen, any person can have a short shelf life if you want to contest what you do in this business, because these owners, they stick together. They stick together. Let's be honest. There's a tighter bond with the 32 owners in the NFL than any other sport. And if it's deemed that, you know, hey, Le'Veon Bell, you're not getting a chance, buddy. I don't care who you can help. I don't care how many backs go down for the Rams. You're not getting a chance. And that's how it is.
He basically saying you can blackball these guys.
Correct. He's pretty much saying that they're not going to allow anybody to get that type of say, like a LeBron. Now, Packers allowed Rodgers to squeeze into the door sideways a little bit. I don't know if he kicked it out like LeBron has.
No, he took it off the hinges.
Okay.
Because LeBron never really attacked his team as being incompetent and saying they don't know what they're doing. I mean, Rodgers, man, that press conference, he said everything he wanted to say and still got a job.
It was wide open and hasn't stopped talking since.
Anything he wants, shut up.
But he hasn't.
Short of saying that they just should listen to me. LeBron ain't doing that. He just got to team
well,
out with
LeBron
work
just
with
says,
him.
I want more players.
Yeah,
I need more players. I mean, that's what he told the Lakers pretty much, too.
Yeah, do we it, need, see, yeah. He do it in a way we that what him and the Lakers are partners with. They ain't. Mm-hmm. It ain't me or them. We had to choose.
Right.
You know,
right.
He's just going, hey, man, you know. And then when Gilbert, the owner of Cleveland, said, I ain't doing that, you know, I'm out.
Then he left, yeah.
And then he came back and won. Gilbert said, okay, I get on with it now. Mm-hmm. Won a championship. Okay, I ain't doing that no more. Okay, fine, I'm gone. The Lakers, hey, man, figure out a way to get Westbrook. Okay, we did it. But
would have
changed if they wouldn't have got Westbrook
right.
And some of these other guys.
Mm-hmm.
Would have LeBron attack or say something negative about the Lakers? I don't think he would have did that.
Mm-hmm.
He just wants the best players. Who doesn't want the best players? So, but I'm saying like a Tom Brady getting what he want, but everybody say that's Tom Brady.
Right. Correct. But that'd be the same thing in the NFL.
Aaron's
you're
saying,
right.
Well, okay, say I'm Brady 2.0. Why can't I have a like,
well, now,
a
let's be honest with this. Now, Brady didn't get what he wanted until he left New England.
Right. He got it
he
in
got
Tampa.
With Tampa.
Correct.
Right.
But he got it. And
right.
Rodgers is going to get the same Brady treatment,
right.
Whatever team
right.
he goes
right.
to next.
Right.
Well,
let's
as he should have.
Because otherwise, he's not going.
He's going to sign a 2-year.
Because he wasn't going to go over the hoodie. No way, no how. Belichick,
no,
that
no,
wasn't
no,
going to
no,
happen
no.
there.
That's why they're losing. That's why they're losing.
But, I mean, this is what is setting up. And Marshall Faulk is just saying, look, y'all, I mean, this is fun to talk about, but these owners are never going to allow the players to have the control that the NBA players have.
I wouldn't put Mark Murphy in there. I would have said the 31 because our owners are the fans. I mean, full disclosure.
We didn't take a vote on letting Rodgers trade for Cobb.
Yeah, what did they do?
Did they ask us?
No, they
do y'all want Randall Cobb back? Yeah. If they would have, the fans would have said yes
right.
because people love Randall Cobb. But
they would have never let Randall Cobb go from the get-go.
Exactly.
Correct.
Fans.
Jake Kumerow would be here, too.
Fans.
Right.
What?
Facts.
Yes.
All facts.
A lot of guys would still be here.
Clay Matthews would still be here.
Facts.
Not even in the league anymore.
At least one more.
Did you see the Tremont Williams, Charles Woodson thing going back and forth last night?
Who?
Tremont and Charles Woodson?
No.
They were going back and forth about Tremont coming back.
Coming back where?
To play.
They did already.
So they were going back and forth.
Yeah,
Charles Woodson said, or Charles Woodson's like, man, you got some gas left in that tank. You should go back and play, you know, one more year. You could do for one more year. Tremont's like, I'll come back, but only if you're coming back with me. And that's where it led.
Yeah.
But he ain't coming back.
Charles ain't playing again.
No, yeah. Wood's good, man. He's got a lot of irons in the fire. He's like Leroy.
He's more than fine.
These guys got a lot of irons.
And you can be fine, too, over at Young Express.
Sure can.
One of the nation's leading expedited freight companies since 1991. Become a successful transporter of expedited freight. What does that mean? Well, it means you go from point A to point B. Pick stuff up and drop stuff off.
That's it.
You're going to drive it for a career. It's really that simple. And you're pretty much your own boss. You work with them, not for them, because you will be a full-time independent contractor.
Fire Gary.
Why Young Express will have a 24/7 dispatch team. They're extremely dedicated, take it very personal to keep drivers moving. Now, why is that a big deal? Well, let's say you're driving nationwide, and let's say you're in Austin, Texas. You've just made a drop-off in Austin, Texas, and now you're trying to figure out where am I driving to next to pick up freight to make my next delivery.
Right.
And they're not getting back to you. Uh-oh. And now you've paid for that hotel one day. You've paid for that hotel 2 days. You're still sitting in Austin, Texas, and dispatch is not telling you where to go next. Mm. At this point, now you're losing money because now you're paying for your hotels and everything else because that's all coming out of your own pocket. And you're not on the road to go get freight somewhere else to make more money. So that dispatch team is critical to your success.
Yes,
that's why it's a big deal over at Young Express as well. With minimal investment in your own vehicle, Young Express provide you all the training necessary for you to become a successful transporter of expedited freight and drive local, regionally, or nationwide. 99% no-touch freight, so it does not matter how big you are, If you're male, female, or otherwise, doesn't matter. The freight is loaded and offloaded for you, so all you have to do is drive. Looking for full-time independent contractors? Join the Young Express team today. You can find them at youngexpress.com. That's J-U-N-G-Express.com. Young Express. Success. Drives them.
Border to Border. The Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, along with Gary Ellis and Leroy Butler. Boo Books are back. Each $1 book comes with five coupons at Wendy's for a free Junior Frosty and one bonus Wendy's app offer for a free any size fry with any purchase. Got my first Boo Book last night. Boo Books are perfect for handing out to trick-or-treaters or keeping and treating yourself. Plus, proceeds support the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption to help find forever families for children in foster care. Boo Books are sold at Wendy's until Halloween. That'll be the last day, October 31st. Supplies will last and can be redeemed through New Year's Eve of 2021.
Y'all like horror movies? Y'all like horror
movies? I'm not a big horror movie guy.
You like horror movies?
No, I don't do that, man.
Pluck probably. Yeah, he probably.
You like horror movies? Well, he watches The Lions.
That's about all the horror I can take.
Yeah, it's about all the horror he can take. He just said it. That was too easy. You're the one that set it up and went to Plucker.
I don't know, man. The millennials, I don't know what their scary movies. I mean, not like Friday the 13th stuff where you shoot them 50
like
times.
Candyman or whatever.
That's what I was
Saw.
That Candyman is just one of the scariest. The Exorcist is the scariest.
Those Saw movies are pretty scary.
Yeah, but you kind of know what, you know. But Candyman is actually directed by an African-American woman. It's so scary, and it's like Chicago, it says right up the street. It's very, very scary, and Sierra loves it. We've watched it like 3 times.
Yeah, no, I'm not watching. No. Nope, not interested.
I don't want to pay somebody to scare me. I don't go into haunted houses. You like haunted houses?
I don't mind them. We don't do a lot of them, but I don't mind them.
No, I ain't with that.
It doesn't. So like that Hills Has Eyes, have you guys ever done that?
Yeah, I
seen
it.
The one over here in Franklin.
No, but I saw that movie, though.
It takes like an hour to get through the whole thing.
Is it a walk or a ride?
Walk. It's really cool.
Jack don't
from
like
every,
that.
But they have a kids version they run during the day that's not as scary, that's meant for little kids, that is kind of fun and different.
I think
I'll stick to the Boo Books. That's safer.
Yeah, stay with the Boo Books. Yeah. I ain't trying. But you seen that movie, He'll Have Eyes? That's a good movie, though. That's
they made
good,
like two or three of them. It's a little weird.
Yeah, well, all of them weird. And stuff.
All right, coming up next, time for prediction time. NFL predictions. Sorry, division by division predictions.
Are we going to write these down this time?
Playoffs. Yes, Dan Plucker has them.
Do we have our number of wins for the Brewers yet?
He said yesterday we did, and then we never asked him. So I'll get those for you, too, coming up. We'll do that before the NFL predictions.
Okay.
And we'll see how close everybody is on that.
Just be doing stuff.
Promise. We'll do it. And he'll write down all of this and save it on the computer. We'll have all the predictions.
It's going to be the W drive or the U drive?
The W drive, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Yes. Yeah. So NFL predictions coming up next. Plus, we'll hear from Matt LaFleur later in the last hour as well, as he just got done talking a few minutes ago.
I don't know about this captain thing.
You will
Leroy.
Be amazed by this captain voting thing that Matt LaFleur talked about.
I could look into that like four or five different ways.
Hold it. Wait till after the break.
Yes. I looked at it as a positive, but I could see how it could be a negative.
It's a negative.
All right. We'll talk about it coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.